Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners. We'll be back next week with another new episode of the Story Pirates podcast, but today I have another preview of a brand new series to share with you. It's called Fixed Up Fairy Tales, and in it we present kid-written versions of popular fairy tales. You know, like Little Red Riding Hood, except a lot better because a kid wrote it. For the full episode, join Creator Club today and enjoy exclusive bonus episodes, ad-free versions of regular episodes, discounts, and exclusive access to events with Story Pirates podcast hosts. Grown-ups, go to storypirates.com/podcast to learn more. And now, here's a preview of Fixed Up Fairy Tales. Enjoy!
Oh, hello, and welcome to a brand new Story Pirate series, Fixed Up Fairy Tales. Here on Fixed Up Fairy Tales, the Story Pirates take classic tales of yesteryear and ask kids to make them funnier, weirder, and overall, fixed up. I'm your host, Furman St. James Ironson III. Now, before we begin, I must confess, as a connoisseur of the finer things in life, I, Thurman St. James Ironson III, know a classic tale when I hear one. And frankly, I'm shocked by the premise of this series. Why change the classic fairy tale when you can hear the old boring version, says I? I prefer my fairy tales like I do my cross-country road trips, long and boring. But apparently that's not what the Story Pirates want. They think fairy tales would be better if kids wrote new versions with all sorts of weird things in them, and I needed a job. So here I am, selling out my principles so that I can afford the finer things in life, like tea and paying my rent. Anyway, I suppose we'll all see in just a few seconds whether or not these fairy tales do indeed need to be fixed up. I'm doing air quotes sarcastically. You hear that, Story Pirates? You can make me the host of this show, but you can't make me like it. Harumph! Well, now that that's out of the way, let's get to today's fairy tale. A red riding cloak, a hungry wolf, a heroic lumberjack, an innocent grandmama. These are all references to the classic fairy tale, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think you know everything there is to know about that story, but you haven't heard what today's kid author has done with it. Oh no. Get ready for a distinctly modern take on Little Red Riding Hood, written by an 11-year-old from Colorado named Jordan. And Jordan's story is called The Livestream.
Fox and Wolf, Wolf and Fox.
What's up, you wild animals? It's your boy, Fox, and with me is my main wolf, Wolf.
Ow! Hey, guys.
And welcome to our live stream here in the forest that we stream live next to this live stream.
Technically, it's a creek.
Anyway, let's check to see how many people are watching. Dude, looks like we have a viewer. We were just joined by Mom is the Bomb 456.
Mm-hmm, just as I suspected. Hey, Mom, thanks to you, this is our most popular stream yet.
Okay, guys, today we're gonna show you how we hunt for food. So first...
Oh, sorry, that's my phone. Hello?
Hey, honey, it's me, Mom. I'm loving the live stream, and also that live stream.
I think it's a brook.
I just wanted to make sure this live stream won't interfere with your bedtime. You need your beauty sleep or you'll be grumpy.
Mom, I'll be home by 7.
Okay, I love you.
Okay, bye. Sorry about that. Anyway, no more calls will be taken at this time.
Moving on. Since we are predators, we're always on the lookout for prey.
La la la.
Shh! Fox, look! Do you see that girl?
Yeah. Is she live streaming?
Little red, little red, little red, little red.
What's up, redheads? It's your girl, Lil Red. And today I'm heading through this beautiful forest on my way to Granny's house.
Hey!
Ah! Oh, golly, sorry, but you can't sneak up on people like that.
Sorry, but we couldn't help but notice that you were live streaming. Just wanted to make a new friend since, we're live streaming too.
Oh, cool. How many people are watching your live stream?
One.
But it's my mom.
Dude!
What?
Oh, well, I'm Little Red Riding Hood, but my fans call me Lil Red for short.
So where you headed, Little Red?
My granny's. I hear she's quite ill.
Oh, we're sorry to hear that. I guess we'll leave you to it then. But first, hey everyone, check out our show, Fox and Wolf, streaming wherever you stream your streams. Rawr!
Awesome.
Thank you, new friends. If you need me, I'll be at my granny's right by the coffee shop.
Okay, bye.
Wow, that was cool. Those two seemed super sweet. Anyway, that's all for now. I'll see you again at Granny's.
Little Red.
Fox and Wolf, Wolf and Fox.
Hey, everyone. Big news. Since our last stream, we figured out what we're hunting for. Humans! Now, as much as we respect and admire our new friend Little Red, don't forget, we are vicious, literal wild animals, and we can't be reasoned with!
Evolution, baby!
Anyway, we found a shortcut through the woods, and we're here at Granny's house ahead of Little Red. So, without wasting any more time, I'm gonna knock on the door.
Who's there?
It's me, Granny, Little Red.
Dude.
What?
There's a key under the mat. Come in, darling.
Dude, here it is. Let's go. Okay, everyone. Here we are in Granny's house, and I can only assume that's her, right over there under those blankets.
And since this next part, in which we devour an old lady, isn't suitable for younger viewers, we're gonna sign off until after lunch.
See you soon.
Okay, come on. Yeah, this is gonna be so fun. All right.
Okay, and that's it for this preview of Fixed Up Fairy Tales. For the full episode, join Creator Club today and enjoy exclusive bonus episodes, ad-free versions of regular episodes, discounts, and exclusive access to events with Story Pirates podcast hosts. And don't forget, you can send us your own fixed-up fairy tale at storypirates.com/podcast. We'll be back next week with another full episode. Until then, stay creative and stay kind. Bye!